Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, we're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, as you know. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce has been a member of our Brain Trust now for some time. He is one of the most interesting characters, and I mean that with a great deal of affection when I call him an interesting character, that we've met in a long time. He's the president and founder of the American Hazard Control Group, AHC Group. He's the author of many books, including The Surprising Solution and a brand spanking new book out called Doing More with Less. And that's what his world is all about, helping you and I make sure that as we go through life and as we go through business, that we that is sustainable business in a sustainable world. Bruce Piasecki, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's always good to talk to you and your many hard-earned listeners. It's wonderful to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Bruce, one of the things you do every year, you have two different events that you invite people of interest who are interested in sustainability making sure that we shepherd and husband the resources that we have on planet Earth to the maximum extent we can. And you got one of those events coming up. I was a happy invitee to one of them, and I enjoyed being with you guys. You got another one coming up in Phoenix later this month. Tell us about what you guys are going to talk about there.
Sure. You know, this is part of a 20-year series where we've had the largest and the most innovative companies in the world come. And the good news, Jim, is now about 15% of the audience are CEOs and founders of small companies, like Kelly Solar. Their CEO will be there. So what we're doing on January 24, 25, and 26 in Phoenix, just 3 weeks from now, at the Point Desert Hilton, 15 minutes above the Sky Harbor, is the 22nd year summit. There's 70 global companies there, and we're concentrating on insights and management action in three areas. And you can get all this at ahcgroup.com if you go to the corporate affiliates page. And Jim's page has, you know, many links to the AHC Group.
Right.
So the three things we wanted to work on today, and this is for Canada's largest company, Suncor, for Hess here in America, for Dow, DuPont, for firms like Lockheed Martin. Small businessmen and women can learn a great deal by watching how these large ones approach change. We're looking at enterprise risk. You know, after Toyota and BP and the Gulf spill, all these major companies are getting together and saying, well, obviously we didn't understand our risk profile that such a major brand-type companies got hurt. We're also looking at water as a strategic opportunity and a strategic issue. And the third thing we're looking at that I think many small business people will want to hear from is called corporate disclosure trends. And I'm dedicating to do this twice a year for the next 10 years with a bunch of alliance partners. And
the corporate...
I want to talk about that.
The enterprise risk part of it, obviously, small business owners should care about that, because especially if you do business with these big companies, I mean, their risk becomes, you know, indirectly, if not directly, becomes your risk if they're one of your customers. I mean, you can't tell me that the subcontractors to BP didn't take it on the chin when they had to spill in down there in the Gulf. And on the
a brilliant comment, Jim. So, for example, supposing many of your listeners are tier one or tier two suppliers to auto, when you get the number one brand Toyota having a quality mishap of the size that it did, or a safety mishap, right? The runaway cars,
right?
That involves the whole supply chain of all small, and in BP. We all know now that it cost the company at least $25 billion. It cost the region of the Gulf many billions more. But no one has quite calculated the ramifications for all those small businesses.
Well, there's no way to ever do. But look at the small business. Look at the small vendors that serve, that are the suppliers of food and whatever, cookies, and you know, it doesn't matter what, to those small business vendors who had contracts with BP or the other contractors. I mean, the ripple effect, the enterprise risk. Is not really, you know, I don't really think that's a misnomer to call it enterprise risk. This is market risk. This is survival risk,
is it? Hey, well, let me tell you the way we cut it so that your listeners can come or visit us at ahcgroup.com and watch the PowerPoints. But essentially, we get 4 hours devoted to a thing.
Hold on to that thought, Bruce, because I want to come back and talk about this some more. Folks, I also want Bruce, we're going to weave this into the idea of doing more with less is his next book. I want to talk about water, too. That's on the agenda, and I want to make sure we talk about that in the next segment. Bruce Piasecki is with us, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Bruce joined us. Stay with us.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.